Yes?
Thank you.
Ready?
There you are.
Wayne?
I'm sorry I wasn't here when you called.
Well, I bet you over filibustering.
No, I took 200 baby chicks out to the farm and delivered a calf.
Have you got to turn into being a veterinarian?
I can't pay the bills. I have to do it myself.
Well, some of the fellas told me that something on the ticker that you worried about what I said about this supplemental. Here's what I did. I don't plan to spend any money unless and until Congress appropriates it. But what I did was I took a $4.9 billion request that was sent up last year, and Clay and Kennedy and all of them studied around for several months and reduced it to 4.5. And then when I came in, the bill was in conference. Speaker came down here with Passman, who has been very opposed to the bill, and he told me that he thought their needs could be well met by $3.4 billion. They had $400 million in the unobligated and fund and unobligated balance, an appropriation of $3 billion, $1 billion for military assistance, $2 billion for all the other things, including international organizations and so forth. So I told him that that is a matter for Congress, and that's all the Congress would give me. Why, that's all I could do, that they had given President Kennedy a good deal more to deal with it. But if that's the way he felt about it, he said, well, that's the way he felt, and that's all he could give us. So I'm taking it and doing the best I can with it. Now, when I sat down with my budget, I told the budget people and the foreign aid people and the State Department people that I wasn't going to ask the Congress to give me more than they had thought was desirable, and that they hadn't given Kennedy the $4.9 billion. They'd put pressure on to get it cut to $4.5 billion, and they, when the 4.5 came up, they'd cut that down to 3, and they'd only given $1 billion of military assistance instead of $1.4 billion. And even though they jumped all over McNamara for not asking for $1.4 billion, I told him I'd take the blame myself. Congress said they wanted to spend in that field $1 billion, and that's all that I was going to ask for. Now, I do think that that's the minimum, and maybe others disagree with me, which is their perfect right. But I'm not going to do anything improper or irregular. If I reduce my request from 4.9 to 4.5 to 3.4, and I've already made an awfully big cut in it, if they make a further cut, I'm going to come in and say to them the reason why I think we need 3.4, which I've justified in my budget, and ask for a supplemental. And I believe that there'll be persuasive reasons, but I don't want you to think that I'm going to be improper and spend some money or do something that I shouldn't do that the Congress hadn't agreed to. As a matter of fact, I think I've done the best job any president that's been in here in submitting a tight budget.
Oh, no question that, but let me tell you what the basis of my critical comment was, if they want to consider it critical. I said that I thought that we ought to pass a foreign aid bill, and whatever that final figure was, then I thought that the administration should cut its cloth accordingly, and it should adjust its foreign aid program to that. And I didn't think that we ought to be passing a foreign aid bill under a threat that if we didn't pass what the administration wanted, that they'd ask for a supplemental, because I thought they ought to handle the supplemental after it was all over and not ahead. Now, that was the basis of it.
Yeah, well, I'm not making a threat to anybody. I'm just going to ask for what I think's needed, and that's all ought to be done. And I'm going to justify everything I ask for if it's humanly possible.
I don't have any doubt about that, but my point was and is that I think we ought to do the best we can to work out a foreign aid bill that the Congress can agree on for the fiscal year. And if we work it out, then I think the foreign aid program ought to be cut to meet that cloth, because I'm going to bring out this week what's left in the pipeline. There's a surprising amount of money in the pipeline, foreign aid. You're going to be way over any figure that you're asking for if you take the pipeline into account. And I just think there's so many places in this bill where we can eliminate some of it and increase. Now, I'll vote more money for Alliance for Progress program than we got in if they'll save elsewhere, and I think we can show them where they can save.
I want you commending me for cutting it from 4.9 to 3.4 instead of quarreling with me about it.
I've already said that, but I think we can go below 3.4.
Well, that's
what I think.
I don't believe, after you get into it, I don't believe you'll want to go much below it, because we've cut it pretty thoroughly, and we're digging up from and scraping the barrel in a good many places. I'm sitting here talking to your friend, Mr. Betancourt, right now.
Well, I had a wonderful lunch with him, by the way, and I paid him a deserved compliment this noon on the remarks I made on the Alliance for Progress. But I tell you one thing.
Morris made a speech about you today, to pay a little statement to paying him compliments today on the Alliance for Progress. What he done. I'm talking to Senator Morris on the phone, tell him. Interpret it for him. He's telling me now that he'll help me on Alliance for Progress, but some of this other foreign aid money he doesn't think much about. Tell him that. Of course, he's chairman of the Latin American subcommittee. That's why he's so strong for Latin America. Hi, Wayne.
Well, I only want to say goodbye.
No, I
only want to say this. I think our meeting with Bell this morning was fruitful, but it demonstrated, in my judgment, how important it is that we handle your bill as an omnibus bill rather than in these eight separate titles that
I sent it. I considered sending it up in different titles, and I carefully considered that, and had all the people come in, and I think, weren't you here at the White House that night when I talked to all of them at dinner?
Yeah.
And I listened to them. I try to be fair and just, if I don't do anything else in this job, I want people to think I give them a fair shake. So I listened to all of it, and although I had thought that military assistance ought to go to armed services.
Yeah.
After I listened to it, I decided I'd send it all in one package, because I thought that the people would think that I was being deceptive and trying to hide something, which I'm not. Then I went ahead, though, and instead of sending the $4.5 billion they wanted me to send, Wayne, I sent $3.4 billion. Now, don't you penalize me, because I've already penalized, and every one of them told me, said, you've got to ask for a figure of $4.5 billion or $5 billion, and then you'll get about $3.5 billion. I said, I'm going to ask what I get. I'm not going to make that budget up over $100 billion. I'm going to ask for what I think I got to have, and stand by it and continue to ask for it and try to justify it, and that's what I'm going to do. And if you turn me down on the $3.4 billion and you give me $3.1 billion, I'm going to come in and say, now here's why we need the other $300 million. And you can turn me down if you want to.
Yeah. Well, that's all I said this morning, that I thought we ought to pass what we thought the facts justified and then hold to it.
Now, I'm not going to let you disagree with me if I can help it, not as long as both of us are right. And I just want you to know what I've said and what I meant.
99% of the time I'm going to be with you.
Okay, God bless you. Okay. Take care of yourself.
I'll do that. You too. Bye.